Straight up to Lee Eldridge from the Chief Minister's Department, but the Policy and Climate Change Unit.
I think that last wicking cartoon was interesting. I think you could probably change the NT Environment Centre to have in the background the Chief's office.
Cabinet.
Cabinet. Sometimes, sometimes I'm sure it looks like that. And I think that's the very nature of a lot of stuff that gets done in government, that you're dealing inherently with conflicting objectives. But today I just wanted to quickly run through one of the drivers, well, for us in particular in the Energy Policy and Climate Change Unit, and just to give you an idea of how we would see the climate change policy supporting the sort of initiatives we're talking about here today. Quickly through the advertisement, policy was released on the 18th of December 2009 by the Chief Minister and the Minister for Climate Change. It's an action plan to ensure the Territory plays a responsible part in national and international efforts to control climate change. It's a partnership between governments, business and the community as a whole, and one of the underlying principles is that everybody should be doing their part, and it recognises both the challenges and opportunities for addressing climate change. I'm not going to go through all of these because you can read them on the screen there, but there are 9 key elements, and so from that point of view, this is the sort of broad perspective, and there are a couple of those key elements that can be clearly linked to the adaptation space. There are particular components of the climate change policy that are aspirational. For example, the first one, reducing emissions by 60%. There are 40 targets, 118 actions, and there are actually 166 reportable areas. It's a whole of government, whole of territory policy, and there's $34 million involved in the climate change policy. So it's intended to be comprehensive, and I think it is. There are 5 headline actions, and the first one, as we all know, is one of the important ones. It's about becoming carbon neutral and reducing the amount of carbon getting into the atmosphere. And again, there's even in the second headline action, there's a link to adaptation. The Territory will be a low land clearing jurisdiction to protect the carbon bank. Some of the other areas then become more about trying to reduce emissions through renewable and low emissions power, in particularly in remote communities. Remote communities essentially run on diesel, and that's not sustainable in the long term for a whole bunch of reasons. And the last one, again, a reference to the adaptation area about being at the forefront to save the best of our priceless coastal wetlands at risk from rising sea levels through specific interventions aimed at reducing saltwater intrusion, protect fishing and save biodiversity. Okay, some more broad aspects of the climate change policy: undertake innovative government practices that provide leadership to Territorians, dealing with land management to maximise economic opportunities from emerging carbon markets. So one of the underlying principles is that, and it's something I've always thought is an interesting way to go, if we can allow people to make money out of doing the right thing, then things might actually change. A couple of specific targets, and Alaric mentioned one before, but target 16, Territory land managers be at the forefront of sustainable land management, and that includes things like reforestation projects, land rehabilitation, savanna burning, control of ferals, and in this example here, feral camels. But there are other ferals that are doing equal amounts of damage across the top end. Living with change. The policy is, as an underlying principle, intending to assist Territorians build resilience to climate change and protect the Territory's communities and the unique natural environment. I think there's the recognition in the very basis of the climate change policy that the natural environment is something that we all live in and that we all need and we all will need to thrive and survive. Target 35, develop a Territory Climate Change Adaptation Action Plan. Alaric referred to that earlier. That is a whole of government, all agency adaptation action plan. that not only looks at the specific core business of each of the agencies, but intends to develop some aspects that deal with the areas of government responsibility where there's a crossover between agencies, things that don't sit neatly within the inevitable siloed arrangements that we put in place. This is an interesting one. Take conservation efforts into the 21st century by partnering with landholders to create the Territory Ecolink. So we've seen references this morning to the need to establish corridors, and this is a corridor on a fairly massive scale, massive enough that it's interested the South Australian government, with the intent of having a corridor runs from the top of Australia to the bottom of Australia. That's something I think we probably need to do some more work on and to build some more work around. Territory 2030 that Alaric also referred to, so, and I picked up the same point, the target is to ensure no deterioration in the health of biodiversity in the Northern Territory. Connecting systems, increasing the length of coastline under management, and managing the NT's natural resources according to the principles of ecologically sustainable development. Two biggest challenges: developing new approaches to manage the impacts of climate change, existing threats, and the complex interactions between them. And the second one, as I was reminded by my colleague Jean Doherty, I said, what's the single biggest challenge, Jean, that I can put onto this presentation? She said, it's all about the money, honey. All right, and that's what it is. We've already heard that there's been buckets of money that we haven't been able to allocate, and I would have thought it's a no-brainer, but it's not. All right? Government money gets divided up according to conflicted priorities and conflicting priorities, and we've got to get in there amongst it and establish some of those priorities as being the natural environment, what sits around us. Two references there for you: Greening NT on the NT government website, and the NT government climate change area. That's me.
Thank you, Lou.